What's up, guys? We're back after a long 2 weeks. We're sorry about that, but this is Chris.
And I'm Damien.
And this is the Downtown Podcast. As usual, we're here to melt away those midweek blues.
So sit down, tune in, and try to get away for a little while. When the banjo starts playing, don't run. We'll be talking soon. Well, it's September 6th. Couldn't tell you last time I hit the record button on the laptop. It's been way too long. But this week, we're going to talk about a little controversial subject with Nike, our take on it. Some will highly disagree, but we'll get to it.
We're going to talk about what we did last weekend and what our plans are for this weekend. The evils of Craigslist, and then sleep, and a few other things. So just kind of hang tight, and we'll get there when we get there.
So as many of you know, Nike's been the big topic on all social media and news. A lot of people disagree with it, and we'll talk about it this week to see if people agree with us, or maybe, they probably won't, but...
I mean, I'm not going to say that anybody is necessarily going to disagree or agree. It's a tough subject. It's here and there. I know if you follow me on Snapchat or if you follow the pod on Instagram, you probably saw the video that I posted today of me tossing my old Nikes in the trash, and then I had a box of Adidas sitting to the side. I'm just going to be honest with you. That was just me trying to troll all of you, and it worked. It really worked, and I loved every second of it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't care what Nike does. I'm not going to say that because that's going to be way too messed up. I don't care that they put Colin Kaepernick on as the spokesperson or their advertisement for the Just Do It campaign. I don't care, and I don't like Colin, and I don't have to explain why I don't like him. But cool shoes are cool shoes, and conservatives can only boycott for so long, and then they're just going to go right back to buying the products anyways, because Nike is going to do the exact same thing that they did with Tiger Woods when all of that stuff went on with him and him cheating on his wife. They're going to find a way that they're going to make him look good and or try to make him, quote-unquote, look good, and their sales are going to skyrocket. He was... not the greatest football player, and I didn't even know who he was until he pulled that stunt with him kneeling. So, to me, all this is a way for them to try and make or he. Whenever he did the thing with him kneeling, to me that was him trying to find a way to make himself relevant again, because he knew, and me and many other people have said the same thing. He knew that if he didn't do something, he was going to be cut within the next year or two. And he's going to lose out on all that money that he was making as a quarterback for the 49ers. And so, obviously, it worked because we're still talking about it years later. And then now the NFL has kind of washed their hands of him. And then you got Nike who's like, okay, we're going to sign this guy and we're going to make millions off of each other. Yeah, it's costing them over $3 billion initially. But like I said, their sales are just going to freaking skyrocket. I mean, Damien, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this has to be the greatest marketing scheme of our lifetime.
Oh, I mean, yeah, because it's September. We have 2 months until Black Friday. Everybody buys everything on Black Friday. It doesn't matter if it's TVs, toasters, or tennis shoes. It's just you're going to keep buying Nike. And for everyone who is burning a hat, a t-shirt, shorts, cutting the Nike logos off their socks, you bought that apparel like years ago.
Nike don't care what you do with it, bud. They're still they got your money in your pocket. Got your money in their pocket. Yeah, they don't care.
You've already paid for it, so you're. It's like setting money on fire. It's stupid. The best thing to do in that situation is just don't buy it again. Like, that's how you hurt people, not by burning your own stuff.
And regardless of if you do or not, you're still posting it on social media. That's advertising. And, buddy, let me tell you, bad advertising is still advertising. They're still getting their name out there, and everybody's seeing that.
And it's so funny. It's like the people on Facebook especially, they're like, we've got to quit talking about them. You know, we've got to quit posting about them. We got to quit, just get them off of social media. Except all they do is share posts about bashing Nike, share posts, bashing Colin. It's just, you keep talking about it, it's going to stay around forever.
They're going to talk about it. It's not something that's going to die. Like I said, he did that kneeling stuff years ago, and that is still being talked about to this day. Still. And it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, he did what he wanted to do. He got his name out there. He created a whole damn thing, and it skyrocketed.
I mean,
and I was like, you know what? the video I posted, I don't. If you haven't seen it, I had an old pair of Nikes, and I tossed them in the trash, and then I panned over, and I had a fresh box of Adidas sitting on the counter, and they're Adidas Alpha Bounce. They're hands down like one of the most comfortable shoes I've ever put on in my entire life. But I've always wanted a pair, and I was like, what better time to buy another brand than Nike, coming from a Nike guy for at least a decade, than right now?
I mean, and I'm going to still buy it.
I am too.
I mean,
I can't lie. I got Nike shorts, Nike shirts, Nike hats, Nike shoes, Nike socks. Bro, I got Nike everything, man.
I mean, if you wear your team's colors, your team's jerseys, your team's hats, I mean, who do you think makes them? And
Nike owns a majority of the NFL uniforms anyways.
That's what I'm saying.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they own all of it.
And even college teams all wear Nike.
Not all of them. There's a lot.
Not all.
It's a lot.
Yeah. But you can't, just like he was talking about Tiger. When he cheated on his wife, yeah, he went crazy. Look at him now. Like, he's back on top.
Tiger is back.
Tiger is back. He's doing very good. Everybody loves him again. Nobody's talking about his past. And that's the thing with today's society is, like, people live on the past. Like, they
dwell on it.
They think about it way too much. I mean, just let it go. I mean, we don't have long.
I mean, you got to think about it this way. I'm not going to say that we're 40 years old. We're not in our middle ages. But you don't know them on a personal level. And if you did, you probably wouldn't like them for many other reasons than the stuff that they're getting publicized for anyways. So you're not friends with them. You don't know them. You don't know anything about them other than what's being publicized in the news.
Which is not all true. Y'all have to do research. Like, everything that's posted on Facebook, it's not true.
It's not. Like, you don't believe everything you see on the internet.
No. I could post a picture of the sky purple, and somebody is going to share it, and then three people are going to see it and share it, and before long, everybody's going to be calling me crazy because I think the sky is purple, but there are people that are going to be out there believing me. Like, it's just...
Social media, man. Social media is crazy, bro.
We live in a weird world. It's... But I have, you know, I'm sitting here Googling, and, you know, Nike's new slogan is believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Oh my God, the memes that have stemmed from that.
Holy
crap.
Yeah, I mean, some of the memes are funny, but I don't believe people's definition of sacrifice is completely different. Like, when you hear sacrifice, you think of someone being in the military. I completely love the United States. I love the military. I'm not saying anything bad about them. I would never do that in my lifetime. But people sacrifice daily. Like, you've got to think, are you going to eat tonight? Are your kids going to eat tonight? Do you have enough laundry detergent to do your kids' clothes or your work clothes? Like, it's just,
people sacrifice different stuff every day. And all because they put him in the face of Nike doesn't mean they're only talking about him. There's a video circling around on Facebook of like different people, you know, and they're talking about people coming from the projects and people coming from third world countries and becoming this amazing athlete or doing something great with their life, discovering cure for cancer. And it's, you sacrifice something.
Now, I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty solid marketing campaign. And as much as I despise Kaepernick, like I said, I don't have to explain why. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. They're geniuses.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't care if their buyers disagree with what they had to say. They see the bigger picture, and it's all money. That's all it is. It's a marketing campaign. That is what they do. They hire people for this.
And nothing irritates me more. Nike is a clothing brand. It's for athletic wear. It's just you. That's all it is. And people turn everything into race nowadays. Like, it's through the roof. Like, and it's just, it's stupid how people label everything. Oh, you know, if he was blah, 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 then blah, blah, blah wouldn't happen. And it, insert your own words, however you want to do it. But I don't, it's crazy to me, honestly. And I'm not even going to talk about it because it'll get pretty heated. But
I can tell you're getting a little red over there.
Yeah. Even the fans going, but
we're just going to leave it at that and say that this is by far the greatest marketing stunt that any company of our lifetime has ever done. And I look forward to seeing where Nike goes with this because, like I said, man, they're freaking geniuses.
And
they are. And you can call it how you see it, but I mean, that's what it is.
Just like you said, I in no way support Colin and what he did or what he does, but he has his own views, what makes him happy. He has reasons for him doing it. I'm still going to support Nike. I'm still going to buy Nike. I'm still going to post memes making fun of Nike's slogan because they're funny. While I'm in the checkout line buying new tennis shoes. I don't know.
It is what it is. So, enough of that. We're going to jump on into music. All right. So, most of y'all that follow me on Instagram saw that I went to the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert this past weekend. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. That was the best concert I've ever been to in my entire life. I've been to many concerts. I've been to Eric Church, which was a really good show. John Langston, Luke Combs, Old Dominion was really good.
Luke Combs was really good, actually.
So. Yeah, he performed a hell of a show. Jason Aldean was
pretty good.
I've never been to Jason Aldean. I'm not a huge fan of Jason Aldean.
Me neither, but he's really good at concert. Hootie was good. I went to the one at SunTrust.
That would be fun.
It's pretty fun.
That would be fun. But yeah, it was Lynyrd Skynyrd, Hank Williams Jr., Blackberry Smoke and Marshall Tucker Band. Didn't get to see Marshall Tucker Band or Blackberry Smoke. We were tailgating at the time. We were like, okay, well, whatever. I only know one Marshall Tucker Band song, and that's Can't You See? And if you don't know that, then you need to do your research because it's a damn good song. Blackberry Smoke, I think they have a song on like NASCAR or something. I have no idea. I don't keep up with them. Hank Williams Jr., I wanted to see.
Sue me.
Sue me. He remakes a lot of his songs. Like,
who?
Hank. He would go up on stage and then he would be singing and then he would stop. And then he would start talking about some nonsense and then he would start singing again. So I give Hank like a 5 out of 10.
But y'all are still listening to the man.
We were still listening to him. I mean, I can say that I've gone and seen him in concert. He sounds like he does on his albums live. Only a lot more talking and a lot less of me caring what he has to say because all I'm doing, I'm trying to listen to the music and drink my beer and have a good time. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd, I know it's not technically Skynyrd, quote unquote Skynyrd anymore, considering there's only two of them living now. But man, it was crazy. We were just, you know, having a good time cutting up and, you know, they're playing all the classics. Give Me Three Steps, That Smell. Sweet Home Alabama was a really good one. After they finished playing Sweet Home Alabama, they blew the smoke out on the stage and acted like the show was over. My friend Jacob, I don't know if he's the one that had, like, ignited the entire chant, or if there was, you know, each people in their own section doing it. But we started chanting Freebird, and then everybody, like, you could just hear it from one end to the other, and it was crazy. And then all of a sudden, you just start hearing it playing, and the lights are all off, and then the lights come on, and the band's back there again, and they start playing Freebird, and it's just recordings of, you know, all the old concerts. You could see them up on stage, and it was the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Freebird is hands down one of the longest songs, but when you think of Southern rock and you think of Skynyrd, you think of Freebird.
And it's every song anybody requests at a bar or somebody play live music, you hear the dude in the background.
Freebird! Freebird! That's all you heard that entire night. And I'm guilty of it too, because I was saying it too. Everywhere I go, I yell Freebird! And it's one of those things that you have to do if you're from the South.
Because somebody's going to play it.
It's a staple.
Yeah.
You can't not like that song. You can't. But whenever they played it, it's just, I don't know, man. It made the whole concert. I paid $80 to hear Freebird.
There you go. That's like you were talking about concerts on the weekend. We just got back from the beach on Monday night. We went down there for Labor Day. And they did a Gulf Coast Jam down there. But tickets are absolutely outrageous for me to stand in a muddy field with a bunch of drunk underage kids that we just go to enjoy the beach. Because it's honestly, people don't realize it, but it's perfect to go to a place like that where they're having a concert at the beach, because whoever goes down there without the mindset that we do, go to the concert. So nobody is on the beach. Nobody's in the restaurants. We didn't have to wait. I think the longest time we waited was 30 minutes for a restaurant. That was it. And because everybody's at the concert. So you go out and do your own thing. They go to the concert. They have a good time. I see it on Snapchat, the whole concert. All I got to do is flip through. But
that's another thing that really gets on my nerves is, yeah, like, I know, like I said, when Freebird came out, I recorded the very beginning of it, but I did not record any of the other songs that night. And all you see, like, if I'm scrolling through my Snapchat stories and there's a night of a concert and people are there, the entire thing is on there.
And I can tell you right now, no one watches it.
No,
we all click through.
I click through the whole thing. I've heard all the songs before. I don't care to watch it again on your phone. I would rather go see it in person.
Not even that. Watch it on the your audio phone. Sounds like crap.
That's true.
And the video is never good because you're shaking uncontrollably. It's, you know, nobody stop. Nobody watches it. Nobody cares that you're at a concert. Post one picture, tag it, do some cool hashtags, but that is it. Leave it alone. Drop it. But
I'm going to have to agree with him on that, because I'm the same way. I'm not going to go through and watch your story at a concert and watch 50 seconds of the same thing
over and over again. Like he said, he recorded the first part of the song because it's iconic. But if you record every single song, you'll probably get removed, to be honest, because I'm just over it at this point. But going away from the concerts, us at the beach, we ate at a new restaurant this year. It's called Uncle Ernie's, down in Panama City. It's in the bay, away from the strip, away from everything. It's like a little local place, very tiny. The best shrimp tacos I've ever had in my life. And it's just good atmosphere, good people. You're right there on the bay, right there by the boat launch ramp. You're by all the boats, the fishing boats. And I'm definitely going to go back. You just got to go to experience it for yourself. Get the shrimp tacos. Get them. Don't change a single thing about it. You get fries with it. They're great. They have great drinks. Other than Uncle Ernie's, we went down there Friday morning. And Thursday night, we were all talking, and we were like, look, we're not going to eat at Margaritaville at all this trip, because we eat it every single year and we're tired of it, because all we get is the loaded nachos. And, well, we ate Margaritaville twice in the whole weekend. The one weekend we went down there and said, we're not eating Margaritaville at all. Not getting nachos, nothing. We ended up there twice, and I got nachos both times. Pier Park's always fun. You get all the hoodlums coming through, revving their engines, just like back here where we live. Kind of gets old. You see a lot of diverse people down there. A lot of different stereotypes. Some people you thought would never hang out with each other, but there they are, drinking, walking down the strip, just doing God knows what, going God knows where. If you ever want to go to somewhere to people watch, go to the Walmart in Panama City.
I'm trying to find the restaurant that we went to when we were down there. They had a really good shrimp au gratin, and I can't find it. I don't remember what it was called, but it was one of the best places I had. It was, like you said, it was closer to the inland. It was on the other side of the Hathaway.
Mm, yeah.
But I don't know if they shut it down or what. Restaurants down there, they come and go.
Oh, yeah. It's because people go one year, they eat it, they have a bad experience, and tourists kill places. They absolutely murder them. And I would hate, I'd love to live on the beach, you know, have a little beach house, go out on the beach every morning, drink coffee. But I would absolutely hate to live in Panama City.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people down there, 365 days of the year, that it would just get old. Because tourists take over. They don't care because they don't live there. They trash the beach. They trash the strip. They trash everything. And
that's, I mean, like he said, not only that, but your town becomes a tourist town. And then when they're not there, it just becomes a trash. Like, there's all the businesses that are booming. They close out. And then you're worried about, you know, what's coming next. And it's just,
the tourists can make or break a town. Simple as that. Let's get away from the weekend. Let's go. We actually got a voicemail. So it's about sleep. We'll touch on this topic a little bit. I did like 5 minutes of research before we're about to talk about it, so it might be crap. But let's play the voicemail, see how it goes.
All right. So I've never actually thought about that. I mean, that's a pretty good question. How long can you go without sleep? I think the longest I've ever gone is maybe 3 days, maybe back when I was in like middle school or something, back when I was hardcore COD.
Yeah, it was like max 2 days. Now I can't get enough sleep.
Dude, I swear, like if I know I have to be up, which I wake up for work every day at 6 o'clock and I got to be at work at 7. So if it's like 11:30 at night, I get super pissed because I'm like, I'm going to feel like shit the next day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess I really never thought about it, but I'm reading right here. It says it's possible that given enough time, sleep deprivation can kill you, but nobody has ever, like, there's no known recordings of anybody dying from sleep. But in the 80s, this guy named Alan Rechtschaffen, I don't know. It said he conducted an experiment on rats about sleep deprivation. And, I mean,
it says it could happen.
I wouldn't recommend trying it.
But if somebody wants to be a test subject, send us in the results when it's over.
Yeah, just stay up as long as you possibly can.
We'll have a contest. Whoever can prove how long they stay awake for the longest.
Without dying,
you'll get something. Like a pat on the back, a handshake or something.
But we'll make a t-shirt just for you.
There you go. And like, I'm reading here, like the easy experimental answer to this question is 264 hours. About 11 days, it says. It says in 1965, Randy Gardner, a 17-year-old high school student, set this apparent world record for a science fair.
Nerd!
Several other normal research subjects have remained awake for 8 to 10 days and carefully monitored experiments.
I couldn't imagine going that long without sleep.
Like 10 days.
That's a long ass time, like, without going to bed.
You start thinking about a lot of stuff. Like,
not even that. Like, I can only imagine how deranged, or not deranged, delusional you would become from going that long without sleep.
I'm glad you said that, because it says, like, right here, it's at 72 hours. If you go 3 days straight without dozing, you're liable to start experiencing hallucinations. So just think.
Psychedelics!
Just think, after that third day, that's 7 days of hallucinations. Like, you, like, what do you see?
Exactly.
This just talks about Randy again. And it's like, this right here says, if you continue to operate without enough sleep, you may see more long-term and serious health problems, obviously. Some of the most serious potential problems associated with chronic sleep deprivation are high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. So not only are you not getting sleep, you're stressing yourself out. I mean, I stress myself out when I don't get enough sleep. So,
yeah.
I mean,
like I was saying earlier, yeah. I watch that clock like crazy when I'm trying to get to bed. Here lately, I've been pretty good about hitting hay early, but
there's been days like Monday was a holiday. Tuesday.
Now, Monday night, I could not get back in the groove of going to bed after being out on the lake and stuff all weekend. I had the Skinner concert. We went to the lake. And then that Monday night, coming home, trying to go to bed, I was like, I can't do it.
That is true. And I've had to wake up at 3:30 every day this week. I got to do it again in the morning.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah, it sucks. But somebody's got to do it. I think it was Tuesday night. Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning, I didn't go to sleep till 1:45. Like, that, yikes. It blew. Like, it hurt, honestly.
That shit hurted.
I miss Vine. But if you don't know what that's from, unfollow us. Like, right now.
But no, like, one thing that do not interfere with me is sleep. I don't like being messed with when I'm sleeping. I cannot stand it. And I know I said that a while back in one of our first episodes. You don't mess with somebody when they're sleeping. That's just one of the things. You don't mess with somebody's vehicle, and you don't mess with somebody when they're sleeping. Because that's when they're most vulnerable.
Because you've never messed with somebody while they were sleeping. And they woke up happy about it.
No, they've never been like, oh, you got me.
Like, oh, they usually want to kill you.
Yes.
Same thing with the vehicle.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, you egged my car, you keyed it. I got to get it repainted. No big deal.
Speaking of vehicles, we said we were going to talk about Craigslist. I've experienced a lot of people lie on Craigslist.
Oh,
like,
man. Don't even get me started.
Tell us about your day trip to pick up your dream 4Runner that time.
Oh, man. All right. So, me and I'll just start it off this way. I had a 2002 GMC, and I sold it because I wanted something with more room. I wanted something that was automatic, and I wanted a four-wheel drive truck or anything with four-wheel drive. And so I was looking for 4Runners because I go to the mountains quite a bit. And so I was like, okay, 4Runner or a Jeep? Which one do I want? I'm not big on Jeeps, so I'll go with 4Runner.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. So I found a 4Runner in northern Tennessee, pretty much Kentucky. It was like right there on the line. So we'll call it Kentucky because it sounds cooler that way. I called my friend up and I'm like, hey, you want to drive me up here to go get this 4Runner? I'll throw some gas in your tank and, you know, I'll buy you beer or whatever. So he was like, yeah, whatever. We go up here. First off, I texted the dude. I was like, I asked him, I was like, does it have any rust, any leaks? You know, how's the interior? You know, what shape is it in before I drive all this way to look at it? He was like, yeah, man, it's good. There's no rust, no leaks, no problems whatsoever. And so I'm like, okay, cool. He sends me pictures of it. Doesn't send me any pictures of the interior, but, you know, he seems like a pretty honest dude. And my dumbass is like, all right, bet. We're going to go on this hike right now. We get up there. It is 11 o'clock at night when we get in this dude's driveway. First off, huge red flag. Never go look at any vehicle at night. And I knew better before I even went up there, but like I said, this guy seemed like a pretty solid, honest dude. So I'm like, you know what? Whatever. It's a 4Runner. What are you going to do at this point? So we go up there, and we're driving, and we're driving, and we're driving. We get there, and I look up underneath it, that's the first thing I do. I look right up underneath it because it's in the Rust Belt. It's Kentucky, Northern Tennessee. Who gives a shit? It's there.
Where are we from? We don't buy anything above.
You don't buy anything above like Middle Tennessee. Anything?
No.
Like, that's the Rust Belt. Middle Tennessee and North, that's the Rust Belt. And everybody knows that. And I should have known better, but it is what it is.
You live and you learn.
I mean, I got some Monster Jam tickets for it. I'm not even.
That is true.
We'll get into that in a second.
That is true.
And so we go up there, we look at it. I get up underneath it, and I could have knocked a hole in the subframe just by knocking on it with my hand. That's how rusted out this 4Runner was. And I was like, oh, man, that's a huge red flag right there because you can't save that. You cannot do it. Like, if it was, like, a dented body panel or, you know, like, a leak here and there, you know, that can be fixed. But rust in the frame, that can't – I mean, that's something that – that's pretty serious. Pop the hood. That's got power steering fluid all over it. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is another huge red flag right here. Open the interior. Smelled like wet dog. It was all torn up. And I looked at him, I was like, you're going to get shot if you mess with the wrong person doing this because this is serious. We drove like 6 or 7 hours to go look at this thing, and he lied to me about everything. Everything about this thing he lied about. I was like, it's covered in rust. He was like, well, I never actually got up underneath and looked at it. I'd be like, well, okay. Why the hell did you tell me it didn't have any rust then? But it, I mean, it kind of is my fault because it's the Rust Belt, so... Without saying, hey, bud, send me some pictures.
Yeah, I wouldn't have drove all the way up there with it. Without at least getting probably about 50 pictures.
I mean, you live and you learn. I wanted a 4Runner. I wound up getting a 97 GMC. So, I mean, but it is what it is. I didn't get home until like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock the next morning.
Did you have to go to work?
No, did not have to go to work. Okay. Didn't have to. It was on a Friday. I left early that day to go look at it. But
well, tell the people how you won the tickets from your.
Oh, sweet! So there's this thing called Cage Rage on 100.5. It's in the afternoons. You call in. You tell this guy what you're pissed about. It's talk radio, pretty much. And he usually hooks you up. He usually hooks you up with some tickets or something. And it just happened to be from Monster Jam. First off, I don't care about monster trucks. I'm not a little kid. But free tickets are free tickets. You know what they serve at these places? They serve beer. So we're like, okay, whatever. We're going to go to Monster Jam. I won 4 tickets to this place. So
They
gave me 4.
Usually it's only 2.
No, it was 4 this time. Me and my girlfriend at the time and some of her friends, we went up there. And we had a good time. And we watched the monster trucks drive over some cars and shit, and then we went home. We went about our day. I mean, it was fun.
Anything you can make anything fun if it's free. Like
exactly. Well, no. Hold on.
Almost anything.
Free community service probably not going to be fun.
No. There's a bunch. I'm not gonna. Yeah, we'll leave it. Let your mind roam. I'm not going into that topic. That's for a different day.
Yeah.
It's
like that. A buddy of mine just bought a 4-wheeler the other day, and I went with him on this one too. Okay, so the guy said he's from Forsyth, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that area, but it's below Macon in Georgia. And he told us he would meet us in Griffin, which is not that far from us, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And so we go out there, and he's like, yeah, I've had this 4-wheeler. I'm the second owner of it. And, you know, I did all this stuff to it. I put exhaust and tires. I'm not big on 4-wheelers, so I don't know what all he did to it. But he's like, yeah, my friend's house burned to the ground. And
you know, everybody has a sop story about why they want to sell something, why they need the money. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, it doesn't help the sale at all.
No, it doesn't. It's like, I don't care what it is that, you know, has happened prior to any of this. You posted it for the price, just let me buy it. Like the guy said, he's like, oh, yeah, my friend's house burned down. I'm trying to sell it for him. I don't care. Nobody cares. They just want to buy it. They just want to buy it and leave. I don't, because whenever I'm selling something, I don't try to give you any sob story or anything like that. It's you came here for one reason. You came here to buy what I'm selling, and then that's it.
And it's going back to like the sob story, like, for one, it doesn't help the sale. Two, you're wasting my time because I came down here literally to hand the money, get the product, and leave. Not a drug deal, but like, it's just get it and go.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm highly certain. I'm not into that. It's just, it doesn't help. Just like complaining on Facebook, it doesn't help. Nothing. It helps nothing. At the end of the day, you could be the only one reading your status, and that goes to show that absolutely zero people care. But we're not getting back into that. Craigslist, it's a...
You tread lightly with Craigslist. You really do. You take it how you see it.
You can't trust everybody, obviously. Facebook Marketplace is getting the same exact way.
Dude, it really is.
I mean, you could post a brand new truck with the price tag still on it, saying 45 grand, and somebody's going to offer you $500 and two dates.
Yes.
And they'll be like, I thought it was a good deal. Sorry to waste your time. No, you're not. You did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And they're being dead serious. Dead serious. I think we're going to get away from Craigslist. But the last topic we're going to talk about is kind of sad news. I heard it on the radio on the way home, actually.
The late, great Burt Reynolds. RIP.
The Bandit himself.
RIP in peace.
Not only the Bandit, but he played a good role in, wow.
He played an archer.
Yeah. And what was the movie about the football players in jail?
I don't know.
I can't. It's got Adam Sandler in it. Anyway.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I can't think
of it. I know what you're talking about.
God bless.
Hang on. I got you. Just go on and ramble on for a minute.
He played great in that movie. As soon as Chris finds out, it's going to make me feel stupid because I'm going to know the name of it. Gridiron Gang.
Great.
That was, you didn't even have to look it up. I came up with it. Don't lie to these people. Look.
The longest yard. Fake news.
Okay. Gridiron Gang was a completely different movie.
The longest yard.
Gridiron Gang is a good movie, too. Burt Reynolds is not in that one. The Rock is, but just completely ignore that. We'll probably talk about that, maybe. Probably not, but a lot of these people are dying. A lot of the people that we grew up watching on TV, I couldn't tell you how many times I watched Smokey and the Bandit. It's just a great movie. You learn to love those movies, even if you know every single word to the movie, and there's nothing wrong with watching a movie like that over and over again.
Boogie Nights was a good one, too. But, yeah, he died of cardiac arrest. So
he was only 82, but at the same time.
I mean, he lived a good life.
He lived a really good life.
He really did. You know, he made a lot of money, you know, doing what he loved, acting in movies. Smokey and the Bandit will always be a classic. A lot of it was filmed, you know, around where we live, Fayetteville. And it's just, whenever you think of Burt Reynolds, you think of Smokey and the Bandit.
You think of the black Trans Am.
Yep.
That's what you think about.
Black and gold Trans Am.
Yeah.
So, I guess just to kind of close it out, we'll just...
We'll do a little tribute to Burt Reynolds and all the childhood memories that he gave us. And hopefully one day I can play the movie for my kids. So, with that... sorry again for the 2-week delay. We're going to try to keep doing this every single week. We got a voicemail today. We need more voicemails. It's just, more voicemails mean more content. So y'all go ahead and call in and get us on.
Yeah. I mean, if y'all want to help us keep going on, which, you know, last week I got a lot of texts. So no podcast episode. Where's the podcast? You know, if you call in and you leave a voicemail, you can help us help you.
And you'll be put on the pod.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a win-win for both of us. And that number is 865-630-9004.
So, with that being said, call us in. The number again is 865-630-9004. And just don't forget to like and subscribe. Shout us out if y'all want to. The more followers, again, we're doing a giveaway. I have to go back and listen to the 2 week ago pod to see what the numbers were because I can't remember. But we'll do a giveaway as soon as we hit those numbers. And I'll keep doing you.
Where are we going? No, don't tell me. Let me guess. We are a bride in search of a wedding.
No.
No?
There is a wedding in search of a bride. Let me put it another way. Think of it as a wedding posse in search of a bride. Do you understand that, cowboy?
Yeah. What are you doing?
These are my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And these are my legs.
Yeah. What are you going to do with them?
With the shoes or the legs?
Last time I saw legs like that, they had a message tied to them.
What do you mean? These are great little legs.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? But we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind your brakes.